The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 2nd. We're talking about everything from President Trump's late-night tweets to why it's a historic day in Chicago, plus a hotel boycott, the most profitable company in the world, and the fast food restaurant going meatless. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump says he plans to redo healthcare for the better, but he'll wait until after the 2020 election. In some late-night tweets last night, President Trump says what replaces the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, will be, quote, truly great and work for America. He tweeted that a vote for the new plan would happen right after the election, making the assumption that he wins again. But the details of what that plan could look like are still a big question mark. Remember, some Republicans have tried to repeal and replace Obamacare before, most notably in 2017, but it didn't pass Congress. The Affordable Care Act has also been challenged in court, and Reuters reports two Republican state attorneys general are actually urging the federal appeals judge to keep the law in place, saying losing Obamacare would be disruptive for patients and doctors. Another issue getting a lot of debate and Trump tweets this week, disaster relief for Puerto Rico. The Washington Post reports lawmakers can't seem to agree on how much funding should be provided to victims of natural disasters like wildfires and hurricanes. Democrats voted down a big bill because they say there wasn't enough funding for Puerto Rico's hurricane recovery. But Republicans are blocking a different bill, saying there wasn't enough funding for other areas like the Midwest for flooding. Remember, Puerto Rico is still recovering from Hurricane Maria back in 2017. This is pretty unusual considering disaster relief is typically bipartisan. So stay tuned to see if they can come up with a compromise. A second woman now says former Vice President Joe Biden touched her inappropriately. Politico reports Amy Lapos from Connecticut says Biden rubbed noses with her at a political fundraiser in 2009. He was vice president at the time. The Hill reports Lapos says it wasn't sexual, but he did grab her by the head. She thought he was going to kiss her, and she felt he crossed the line. And this comes right after another woman accused Biden of smelling her hair and kissing the back of her head. So far, Biden hasn't said anything about the second accusation, but a spokesperson did send a message to reporters about a couple of pictures he says have been mischaracterized. He says a, quote, cottage industry of lives have formed about Biden. Biden said earlier this week he doesn't remember the first woman's accusation the same way and never intentionally acted inappropriately, but he's willing to listen. Biden is expected to run for president in 2020. But so far, he hasn't announced. The number of measles cases in the U.S. is now the second highest since the disease was eliminated in the year 2000. And NBC News reports there have already been more measles cases this year, less than halfway through 2019, than all of 2018. Right now, 15 states have reported measles cases. New York, California, Illinois, Texas, and Washington have had the most. Last week, Rockland County, New York, even banned people who haven't been vaccinated from going into certain public places, trying to stop the outbreak from spreading. Measles is spread through the air, and it's extremely contagious. Symptoms include fever, runny nose, cough, and rashes. Today will be historic in Chicago, the third largest city in the country. And that's because no matter who wins today's runoff election, the city will have its first ever Black woman as mayor. It'll either be Lori Lightfoot or Toni Preckwinkle. Stay tuned. What do you listen to after The Newsworthy or later in the day? Well, I want to take a break to tell you about today's sponsor, Audible. You get access to an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, thrillers, motivation, and more. And I have to say, if you're always extra interested in certain stories we talk about here, maybe about space, for example, or business, then check out an audiobook about it on Audible. Or maybe you just want to build better habits or even become a better person. Well, you can find Brené Brown's Dare to Lead. That's next on my list. Audible has something for everyone. And just like this podcast, it's convenient because you can listen on the go across all your devices. Audible. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories, the best place to listen. Get started with a 30-day trial when you go to audible.com/newsworthy or simply text newsworthy to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E, audible.com/newsworthy or text newsworthy to 500-500. Now back to the news. New York just became the second state in the U.S. to ban single-use plastic bags. California was the first to do it back in 2016. And technically Hawaii, too, but it's not a statewide mandate. CBS News says every county there has just decided to ban them. So starting next March, New York will not allow most stores from giving customers plastic bags. Environmental groups say this is a step forward and a huge win for clean water. Critics say it's an extra cost for both businesses and consumers. And by the way, remember that congestion pricing thing we talked about last week? Well, New York City officially passed it. It means it'll become the first U.S. city to charge drivers for entering some of the most crowded areas. But the New York Times reports it's still not clear how much the toll will cost drivers. George Clooney and other celebrities like Elton John say they're boycotting 9 hotels and are calling on other people to do the same. CNN reports the hotels have links to Brunei's government. Brunei is a small nation on the coast of Southeast Asia. And under a new law there, Brunei plans to kill people who are caught committing adultery or homosexual acts. And that law goes into effect this week. The hotels are some of the most exclusive in the world, and 2 of them are in the U.S. You may have heard of them, the Beverly Hills Hotel and the Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles. The other 7 are in the U.K., France, and Italy. Clooney wrote in a new opinion piece in Deadline that spending money at these hotels funds murder. The Washington Post reports a statement from the hotel's owners said inclusion and diversity are their core beliefs and they don't tolerate discrimination at their hotels. The most profitable company in the world is the world's largest oil producer, Saudi Arabia's Aramco. And it's far ahead of even Apple and Amazon when it comes to profits. The Wall Street Journal reports this week was the first time Saudi Arabia revealed details to investors about the state-owned oil giant. We're talking $111 billion in net income in 2018. That's bigger than the profits at Apple and ExxonMobil combined. Saudi officials hope to list Aramco publicly in the next couple of years in what will likely be the biggest IPO ever. As of today, Google Plus is dead, at least the consumer version. It launched back in 2011, but never fully won people over. We've talked about this before because Google was warning you that you need to download your data if you want to save it. You may have gotten an email about this because by now, it's likely too late to get your content. But Google is trying to keep attention on its most successful product, Gmail, which just turned 15 this week. And TechCrunch reports Gmail is celebrating with a couple of new features, including the ability to schedule your emails to be sent in the future. Burger King is testing out a new meatless Whopper. CNET says the plant-based burger will be called the Impossible Whopper. Burger King partnered with the plant-based startup Impossible Foods to make this happen. And Veg News says the burger is vegan-friendly as long as you don't get mayo on it. For now, you can only get the Impossible Whopper from about 60 Burger Kings in St. Louis, Missouri. But if all goes well, 7,000 other restaurants could get the burger later this year. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm always trying to grow the Newsworthy so more people can stay informed in a more convenient, less depressing way. So if you got value out of the Newsworthy, please be sure to pass it on. Tell a friend. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and check out today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.